Hola, you're listening to Speak Spanish for Beginners from Latin LA. ¡Vamos! Hola amiga, hola amigo, ¿cómo te va? Welcome to a new episode. Me llamo Marco Fierro, soy de Chile y soy el presentador de este podcast. A podcast for Spanish beginners who want to improve their Spanish and also, why not, have fun. Yes, because learning Spanish doesn't have to be boring. So, if you're new here, consider subscribing. In this episode, you will practice your pronunciation a lot. Yes, and how? With tongue twisters. Trabalenguas. Tongue twisters. Trabalenguas. Are you ready for this? ¡Vamos! Los trabalenguas, tongue twisters, son divertidos para practicar la pronunciación. Something to keep in mind is that here is not important what they say, because many times the tongue twisters don't make any sense. And it's the same in English. I don't think anybody actually wonders how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, right? Do you? Or I don't think Sally sells seashells by the seashore. If you're Sally listening from the seashore, my apologies, you've got a free Spanish lesson with me. So the focus with tongue twisters is on the sounds, not on the meaning. So in this episode, I will say 5 tongue twisters. First slow, and then at a normal speed. And then it will be your turn to say the tongue twister when you hear this sound. And if you're unsure of what the tongue twisters say, you can read them in the episode description. Ready? Let's start with probably the most famous one. Tres tristes tigres. 3 sad tigers. First slow, and then at normal speed, and then it's your turn. Here I go. Slow first. Tres tristes tigres trigo tragaron en un trigal. One more time, slow. Tres tristes tigres trigo tragaron en un trigal. At a normal speed. Tres tristes tigres trigo tragaron en un trigal. And now it's your turn. Tres tristes tigres trigo tragaron en un trigal. That's a classic in Spanish. 3 sad tigers. Let's move on. Here I go with the second one about a girl, Pancha, who irons with an iron. Here I go, slow first. Pancha plancha con 4 planchas. ¿Con cuántas planchas plancha Pancha? One more time, slow. Pancha plancha con 4 planchas. ¿Con cuántas planchas plancha Pancha? At a normal speed, Pancha plancha con 4 planchas. ¿Con cuántas planchas plancha Pancha? And now it's your turn. Pancha plancha con 4 planchas. ¿Con cuántas planchas plancha Pancha? Remember, you can read the tongue twisters in the episode description. Let's continue with the next one. The cushions of the queen, los cojines, and the drawers of the sultan, los cajones. Here I go, slow first. Los cojines de la reina, los cajones del sultán. ¿Qué cojines? ¿Qué cajones? ¿En qué cajonera van? One more time, slow. Los cojines de la reina, los cajones del sultán. ¿Qué cojines? ¿Qué cajones? ¿En qué cajonera van? at a normal speed, los cojines de la reina, los cajones del sultán. ¿Qué cojines? ¿Qué cajones? ¿En qué cajonera van? And now, it's your turn. Los cojines de la reina, los cajones del sultán. ¿Qué cojines? ¿Qué cajones? ¿En qué cajonera van? And here, be extra careful with cojines and cajones, because they sound very similar to cojones. Ay, ay, ay. Oh gosh, you don't want to make that mistake, so be careful not to say cojones. That's because cojones is a bad word. It means balls, like the testicles, right? You have probably heard this word in some movies when they say, no tienes cojones, you don't have the balls. So be really careful not to say cojones. Let's continue with the fourth one, about a man called Pepe Peña who chops pineapples. Here I go slow first. Pepe Peña pica piña. Pica piña, Pepe Peña. One more time slow. Pepe Peña pica piña. Pica piña, Pepe Peña. At a normal speed, Pepe Peña pica piña. Pica piña, Pepe Peña. And now it's your turn. Pepe Peña pica piña. Pica piña, Pepe Peña. Whew, how are you doing so far? Let's give your tongue a short break and then I'll continue with the last tongue twister to practice the frightening sound of R in Spanish. R. Well, listen to that one after the break. Planning a trip to Latin America? I've got the perfect companion for you. Introducing our Spanish Adventures Companion, an ebook and premium podcast that's designed to help you navigate common travel scenarios in Español, whether it's getting transportation, checking into your hotel, or asking for local recommendations, we've got you covered. And here is the cherry on top. It's completely free for you as a listener of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. To grab your copy, visit www.latinele.com/adventurescompanion or check out the link in the description of this episode. And now, let's get back to boosting your Spanish skills. Okay, are you ready for the last one? This is about a mouse, un ratón, and a frog, una rana. Ready for this one? Here I go, slow first. Un ratón reptó risueño hasta la rama de Rita la rana. One more time, slow. Un ratón reptó risueño hasta la rama de Rita la rana. At a normal speed, un ratón reptó risueño hasta la rama de Rita la rana. And now, your turn. Un ratón reptó risueño hasta la rama de Rita la rana. How do you do? Was it too difficult? Well, that's why it's a pronunciation exercise. That's exactly the point, to give you a challenge. And remember, you can always go back to this material and you can repeat this podcast as many times as you want. Thanks for listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your Spanish beginner friends. Creating this content takes hours and hours, so it means the world to me if you take 30 seconds to help me spread the word. And if you're studying Español to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, you can get my Spanish Adventures Companion, my free ebook and premium podcast designed to make your travel experience more enjoyable, so you can communicate with Latinos with ease. Don't miss out on this great resource. You can get it for free on my website, www.latinele.com, or with the link in the episode description. Have a great day. Hasta la próxima. Chao, chao.